Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. In the book Human Errors, the author describes the many deficiencies of the human body as, quote, due to nothing more than the limits of evolution, end of quote. Nathan Lentz, the author, uses our ankles as an example, referring to them as, quote, seven pointless bones sloshing around, end of quote. And therefore, if we in fact had a creator, we are to view him as, quote, whimsical, bungling, a mediocre engineer, and an unintelligent designer, end of quote. But is that an accurate assessment of our ankles? Engineers have attempted to emulate these supposedly poorly designed ankles. A paper written in 2016 attempts to replicate the basic characteristics of a human foot as an ideal robotic foot. To replicate a human ankle, the robotic counterpart must be able to store and release energy at the correct times during a stride, working in conjunction with the rest of the robotic foot, which must have a shock-absorbent heel, flexible arch, and toe flexion. Given their understanding of the subject matter, they must have made substantial progress replicating it, right? Well, wrong. The author stated, quote, due to their technical complexity, all these human-like properties are still not available in a single ankle-foot solution, end of quote. And even more interesting is what they concluded, quote, as a result, humans show very robust, versatile, and energy-efficient functional abilities in a vast range of locomotion conditions. The process of transferring such properties into robotic platforms is not trivial, since the complex interplay between the sensor motor mechanisms involved in human walking is still far from being understood. End of quote. It's interesting that a biology professor can claim that our ankles are poorly designed, but a robotics engineer who have attempted to replicate it say we don't sufficiently understand the engineering of our feet to replicate even walking. An evolutionary worldview can cause tremendous confusion, but there is wisdom for those who walk with the Lord. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.